Joining me now is NPR News analyst Cokey Roberts. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Will the Democrats block the Medicare bill?
In the end, I would guess not, although this bill has been all over the place in that three-hour roll call in the middle of the night between Friday and Saturday certainly was unusual. And as you just heard, Minority Leader Tom Daschle is threatening unspoken parliamentary procedures. He could say that there are parts of the bill that are out of scope, the things that he can come up with. But I think that the fact that he says that there are not enough votes to cut off a filibuster tells you something about where the Democrats are. And not just Dianne Feinstein, but really more significantly, Ron Wyden, the Democrat from Oregon, who came into politics as a representative of the Gray Panthers, is somebody supporting this bill. So I think that you're likely to see the bill passed. You know, it's almost impossible here to tease out the difference between policy and politics, because the policy is very convoluted, very confusing. But there's so many Democrats who just do not want a prescription drug bill to pass in a Republican administration with a Republican Congress that they will find parts of the bill to object to, whether they would object to it or not if it were a Democratic president and Democratic Congress. So it's really hard to say, you know, how they genuinely feel. The House vote was extremely interesting. The conservative Republicans very concerned about a great big new program, and the Democrats are saying that, as you just heard in David Wellness' piece, that they dislike the part of the bill that says that the government can't negotiate with drug companies. That was true in the original Medicare bill. The government ended up negotiating with doctors, negotiating with hospitals. It's very likely they'll end up negotiating with drug companies down the line. So it's just hard to know whether they really object to those policies or just object to the politics. And this could have a great big effect on Democrats in the election and after the election, and they're just not quite sure how it's going to play out.
The other big bill before the Congress is energy. Last week when we talked about this bill, it was about regional differences. What's happened since?
Regional differences. The House has passed it. The Senate has filibustered it. And Frist now says, the majority leader of the Senate says, he's not likely to bring it up until next year. What was so interesting about that filibuster was that you saw Republicans very much on the anti-passage side, and it was regional. It was Northeastern Republicans for the most part, and they are saying that there's no fix for this bill, that they will be against it no matter what happens. This has been a tough session for Senator Frist. He's never been in this position before, and he's having a hard time with it.
This is being played out in what's already a highly political period. How does that affect the outcome?
Well, of course, it affects it tremendously. And tonight, there will be a major debate among Democratic candidates in Iowa. Some of them will have to participate by satellite because of this debate going on. Yet another poll in the Los Angeles Times is showing Bush losing to an unnamed Democratic candidate. And that is affecting everything. And you've got to know that Democrats are just going to try to block legislation under those circumstances.
NPR News analyst Cokey Roberts.